Hi, this is a continuation of dictation for William Cosby, dated 12-9-2022, dictation number 1210-061. So the patient has effect on overall pain level is around 6 to 8, with the ADL being affected between 6 to 8. As follows, general activity is 8, mood, walking ability, work are affected 7, sleep is affected 6. 80% improvement has been obtained with the current protocol of treatment, which is conservative. In the system review, patient reports some mild to moderate headaches, which are improving and getting less and less, and difficulty sleeping. Denies any symptom of TBI, including no symptom of dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, seizures, blackout, confusion, disorientation, loss of memory, or balance problems. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the shoulder, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, and pain in the neck, mid back, upper back, and the left shoulder. In addition, patient has difficulties walking. He has gained a lot of weight, and he is not able to exercise to lose weight due to the pain. And on the other hand, pain is there, and he doesn't want any other treatment as advised to him. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine, respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level. Similarly, there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. And patient reports that taking Tylenol codeine for the pain relief, and no other substance abuse is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The patient only wants physical therapy, which has been, so physical examination, blood pressure is 82 over 56, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 11-10-2020, dictation number 111-062. Plan is to continue physical therapy at once a week basis, and the patient should continue his therapy at home. He is advised to join a swimming pool to lose some weight and exercise, water exercise along with heat, hot pool. He is released to work with a restriction of 7 hours, 7 days with 10-pound restriction. His MAPs have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. He is advised to continue Mobic, 15 milligram twice a day with food. SFX 20 milligram twice a day with food, Tylenol codeine 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for pain, L-level 50 milligram twice a day, and at night for sleep, and GAD disorder and pain relief, Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour for pain relief. The patient is quite satisfied with the treatment as so far he has obtained. Thank you.